Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Time has come to start. Thank you. Thank you for being here for the presentation of the 2020-2022 business plan. This business plan was created by the management team of Banca Ifis. All functions cooperated in drafting this plan based on a bottom-up approach. Each business unit gave its own contribution, and each business unit head was responsible for the drafting of this business plan. Our colleagues are here, first rows, and then they will be available for the Q&A session later on if you have any specific questions you want to ask. The business plan comes from an underlying idea. Banca Ifis has a specific merit. It operates in highly profitable business segments, and Banca Ifis specializes in these areas. And over time, our company has created a huge competitive edge compared to the competition. So it makes sense to keep this position, to enhance our know-how, and to update and upgrade our know-how, as the world is constantly changing. So we need to move at the world's pace, but we are highly specialized, we are flexible, we are responsive, and we are innovative. So these are the main features that we want to further enhance. Namely, there are two main businesses we want to keep on investing in, NPL and commercial and corporate banking, and we specialize in factoring. So the NPL business, we are pioneers in Italy. We started working in this field in 2011, and today we are the undisputed leader in the unsecured NPL, and we purchase more than 50% of the portfolios coming onto the market from consumption credits. And we have 1.2 million borrowers, 23 billion NPL under management, and the total investment is 1.2 to 1.3 billion, and 450 employees, and we recovered 1 billion since we started this activity. So we are strong, we are a leading bank, and I'm going to share the strategies we can implement to enhance our position. There's another driver in our activity, and it is commercial and corporate banking, namely factoring. We are the fourth operator on the market. We have a peculiar know-how in the factoring business, as we can manage several aspects, and this is something that the market recognizes, and we specialize in some niche leasing businesses. We invest 1.2 million, and from Interbanca we inherited a very important know-how about structured finance, and we'll see how to use it to better penetrate the corporate market. So this is the general overview. We are strong in some businesses, so we should keep on working in these businesses. This means continuity with the past while innovating and enhancing our business. The business plan has a double ambition: transparency and sustainability. In terms of transparency, thank you. for the first time, we give visibility to the different businesses within our group. As you can see, we have segmented our business activities: NPL, leasing, factoring, lending, corporate banking, and another residual category. And for each business unit, you see the contribution to the bottom line in 2019. And the profit is in line with the guidelines. And as you can see, the main contribution is given by the NPL, accounting for 50%, but all business units are profitable: factoring, leasing, and all of the other business units. For each business unit, we considered the credit cost, the RWA, the cash absorption, so that we can be transparent internally for governance reasons, and then in terms of disclosure to tell the market how our group is performing. I think this is a huge step forward, and I think that this can provide external observers with confidence about how the banking is performing and about the transparency of our figures. Slide number 6. So how are we structured governance-wise? And you all know that we have a majority shareholder, La Scogliera, which belongs to the family of the president and the founder of the company, Sebastiano Fustenberg, who has the majority share in La Scogliera. Our president was the soul of the bank. He has been the soul of a bank since the very start, and his intuition from a strategic point of view has always been great. In some areas, the fact that we have a majority shareholder is seen as a limit or a risk in managing our bank. Honestly, I do not share such a view. In my opinion, if we have a majority shareholder, it means that we can rely on the fact that we can make proper decisions that are good for the minority shareholders as well. So there is a convergence of interest between the majority shareholder and the minority shareholders. There is no conflict of interest, and La Scogliera has no debt, and it has just a specific performance. Next page. So this is our management team. Our people are essential for our bank's performance and for the success of our business plan. As you can see, we have excellent resources that have been working with us for years. And on top of that, there are new resources in the legal department, in the risk management department, Walter Vecchiato, for instance, capital market, communication, planning, control. So new resources that are essential for our management team, a management team who has always been great. In terms of transparency, I'd like to remind you that the annexes include a business report for each business line, and it outlines the figures forecast based on the management team's commitment and based on a specific feasibility study. And in my opinion, this is the best guarantee for the plan to be successful. these documents are made available to you. Somebody during the board of directors meeting said that we are providing the market with too much data, but I think that transparency is key for our bank, and I hope that you appreciate it. Then there's a second underlying idea that informs the plan. It is sustainability. I'd like to move to slide 16. As you can see in slide 16, you see our current income statement, how it is structured and how we want it to structure in the future. We have an item, PPA. So this is an item that is going to change over time, is going to be replaced by cost reduction and revenue increase. This is the main challenge of the business plan. As for the final result, it does not increase a lot. These figures are ambitious, but they are sustainable as well. The elements creating the final profit are different because we needed to replace an accounting item that is going to disappear with something that is true work. So the increase of commercial revenues and decrease of costs. But we should consider some variables such as the increase of the personal cost. Anyway, we can control such costs. We can monitor such costs efficiently. So different actions by the management team that will create the conditions for a sound business and for business that can be repeated over time. How do we achieve such goal? I'd like to go back to page 9, which are the strategic actions that are included in the business plan. So there are two main sources of earnings, and then we'll focus on costs. In terms of earnings for the NPL business. Now, page 32, please, can you please show page 32? Here it is. So, this is the evolution of the NPL business. At the beginning of 2019, a majority shareholding was acquired in FBS. FBS has been a servicer for 20 years. It specializes in small secured loans and corporate loans, medium-sized corporate loans. We completed the acquisition of these shareholdings in October. Now we fully own this company, which means that we can speed up our actions in terms of integration. After this operation, we wanted to build a structure that includes two companies. The first company will be a wholly subsidiary of our bank, and it will buy portfolios, and it has 100% shareholdings in another company. If it's NPL servicing and collection that manages the portfolio, as if it's NPL, we buy and we manage these portfolios in-house. It is an unsecured portfolio, small-sized portfolio, and we want to use these collection capability to make it available to third parties. We want to enhance our presence on the market, and we want to focus on single name loans as well. So we want to become a player that can manage any asset class on the market. We are already doing that. We are already acquiring mixed portfolios, but we need some alliances with other funds and other investors. We want to be fully independent. We want to be able to buy any portfolio, because this is where the market is going, portfolio coming from banks, and this is why we should mainly invest in this business. So we should redesign the corporate structure, whereby we can be more efficient on the market than a small company, the real estate company that we inherited, and it could be really interesting for mortgages. And as I mentioned before, we manage a 25 million GBV of proprietary portfolio plus 11 million as FBS. So we have 36 billion, not million, of asset under management. And this is quite a powerful machine that works full steam, and it implies some ideas in terms of making our operations more efficient. So we will partially change our business model. We will focus on specific business, and we usually follow the credits we buy after court orders, and then we seize a part of the asset through court orders, but these are small installments over time, and it means that there's a huge activity in terms of management of such credits. So this is a labor intensive in business, and then some of these credits should be treated differently to buy new portfolio. And then we are working on making our operations more effective by digitalizing some processes, specifically as far as portfolio onboarding and monitoring is concerned, so less labor and manual labor and more technology. Then we are considering calendar provisioning. As for this business plan, this is not that important. It will be important only in the third year, but we will be living after 2022, of course. And so if you consider the next slide, you can see what our idea is in order to keep on investing on these asset classes with no capital absorption. So we want to create a number of securitization vehicles, and we can find co-investors, and with such co-investors we work, and we invest in the senior notes, and as for the junior notes, there will be no consolidation, so no capital absorption. This means that we can still operate in these markets. So there is a total convergence of interest with the investors, because we are both committed in invested in notes, and this is the underlying idea for what will happen after the business plan as for NPL. Then let's go back to transparency. I'd like to ask you to focus on slide number 11. As you know, And as it is pointed out, we enhance our calculate the value of our portfolio based on the models. And these models are mainly based on statistics because we have been treated more than 1.2 million borrowers, and these models were assessed by Banca d'Italia. Banca d'Italia deeply analyzed our portfolio accounting method. They asked for some adjustments, marginal adjustments, 12 million. But we do have some doubts about models, and in this slide, you can see that over time, after 4 years, we collected the whole price, and after 5 years, 1.9 the price that we paid, and then the average is 2.4 the price paid. But in the graph, in the right-hand side of this slide, you can see that our models are based on prudence. As a matter of fact, cash repayments are always higher than the business plan that underlines the models. So these models are not risky, they are prudential, and I think that this is very important. I think the market should be made aware of this, because regardless of algorithms and mathematics, then the cash repayments actually prove us right. So I think this is our main strength in terms of transparency and in terms of peace of mind for our stakeholders. Then I'd like to go back to slide number 9. There's another driver as far as earnings are concerned, and I'm referring to the commercial and corporate banking. From this point of view, we want to further enhance our presence in the factoring business. We specialize in this business. Then there's a corporate banking project that is being conceived in the Veneto region. There used to be two popular banks, Banche Popolari, and they were closer to entrepreneurs and to small businesses. And so these banks do not exist any longer. So the big banks do not pay much attention to entrepreneurs and small businesses and what these small businesses actually need in the Triveneto region. So a bank that specializes in corporate banking should focus on consultancy and assistance for mid-corporate and SMEs. We could do that based on the know-how we inherited from Interbanca. I think this is a winning formula, and I think that we can be successful from this point of view. We should, of course, select qualified counterparties, but they could positively impact our existing businesses, because we can service suppliers, we can provide our factoring services too, and then we can provide consulting services as well. And we have a bigger pool of operators we can service.
Much innovation will take place. We are entering agreements so that we can acquire very sophisticated data banks or sets of data, so that we can get closer to the new customers in a more powerful way, and we can screen and profile the customers and the clients more easily. In 2020, we're going to invest heavily on brands and the brand and the communication. According to a survey, we are appreciated by our old clients, but we are not very well known. So a large investment on a brand in order to be appealing to new clients and also having the possibility of contacting corporations in a more efficient way is very important if this bank deserves a better and more brilliant brand. Talking about business, what is key is the credit risk. Now, slide number 13. So PPAs may be replaced by sustainable income. So there is decrease that you can see is a large one, from 120 basis point in 2019 down to 75 or 80 at the moment. So the 18 and 19 fiscal years have been hit by very extraordinary events that impacted especially the building sector. Some direct and indirect risk positions have been taken in this industry, and this has been minimized now. About contractors, our exposure is 80 million as a whole, with very few concentrations. So if we were to normalize the cost of risk of last year, we would be around 75 basis point. This is where we land at the end of our plan. The risk cost is too high, my opinion. In UniCredit, well, the cost of risk is 35 basis point. We are applying more conservative tools. So as compared, this is a more protecting form, more protecting approach, a more conservative approach. So, however, we wanted to. In the history of the bank, this mix has been very successful so far. The highest cost of credit is largely compensated or covered by the higher revenues in terms of rate. So one of the reasons why the cost of credit is compared to the market benchmark and also McKinsey, our consultant. So we have been a little bit more prudent because we have to factorize this specific situation. So, about the revenues. The key concepts have been already covered by myself, but then you have all annexes and you can ask me questions if you wish later on. We have to keep costs under control. That's as important. In 2020, we have plan. Now let's move to page number 9. We have a plan of redundancies for 70 people. So 70 people will leave the company, 17 million approximately. That's the cost. But this will be covered by the gains, capital gains, and also there are going to be some changes in the IT world concerning the use of some licenses. Our real estate. So we have thought it would be a good idea to improve our real estate department. We have a very beautiful building at the Corso Venezia. It's very beautiful but inefficient. With the help of Mediobanca, we have started a survey, and so we wanted to sell the building, which is about to be finally sold, and so 25 million is the capital gain that we can obtain through the sales of the building. The 25 million will be largely enough to cover the early retirement plan. It's not only a question of searching for a capital gain. This is not the very reason why we have sold the building. The building was too expensive, and there were unoccupied spaces, vacant spaces, structural problems as well with increasing costs. So it was an excellent idea to sell the building in Corso Venezia for the purpose of making our wealth more efficient. We have another similar building at Via Borghetto, very close to where we are now, where we can move the workers, and this building is about to be renovated very soon. It will be liked not only by our employees but also by the city of Milan, because we are turning a dull cube into something that's going to be very innovative in design. Much attention will be paid to the quality of the workplace of our employees. Now, talking about organizational improvements, so we have already established four main units: the business, capital market, organization, operation, and finance. In particular, the business division, which is led by Raffaele Zingone, includes all the bank businesses that are not cooperating a lot at the moment. On the contrary, they could provide more revenues through cross-selling with no additional investment. We only have to pool together what we have already. And then RWA optimization, we've not factorized it in the plan, but it is a feasible goal. Please consider that when we obtain the orders by the judge on the credits, non-performing loans, where there is in the workplace, and we seize and we block one-fifth of the pension or of the salary, then there is a payment plan that is supported through the pension or the salary, one-fifth, and according to the judge order. And we also have to use external ratings. So a number of managerial actions are needed, so this is not included in the plan, however, but we should, of course, consider all the above. Finally, the funding strategy. We are very largely dependent, and this was pointed out to us by the rating company. So by the Rendimax, Rendimax is an online account, 5 billion euros collection. We want to diversify the funding sources. We want to have access to the Rising platform that's used by the German banks, where with the same conditions we can diversify funding, which is very sensitive also to the slightest changes in the collection rate. So it is very easily adjustable, very flexible according to the needs, so that we are not too much dependent on Rendimax. So if Ferio Bonavita may want to take the floor and provide more explanations. Some issues of bonds are possible in order to make the most of a favorable market windows, and also because a subordinate needs to be replaced at the end of the year. Now, let's move to page 17. This is a summary of what I've tried to explain to you. So net banking income, that's increasing in a steady way, absolutely sustainable. Then operating costs, they soared, they are going to soar in 2020. This is due to three extraordinary events. Now, as for the judicial activity, the equitable compensation concept was introduced, that's the bare minimum under which the lawyers are not working as compared to the, well, we have a large number of lawyers working for us in the community, and they are supporting and assisting us, and the cost is very high. We used to pay them a given amount, and now we have to pay them more. This has an impact of 8 million in the income statement of 2020, then rebranding, and then ILT actions, some IT actions that cannot be depreciated. The peak in 2020 is due to extraordinary events. Then the costs go back to the ordinary values of 2019, and also the early retirement plan is to be considered. This will lead to a minimization of labor costs, and it's and it goes together with the partial stop of the turnover. We're not going to replace all of those who are going to retire early, because the introduction of new automation and new innovations will make it possible to be as efficient without the need of employing more workers. Now, about the loan and the LLP level discussion, so this is the ROE that we expect. Now, let's move to page 18. We want to obtain an ROE that's about 12%. We want to improve. This is a consolidated ROE with Scogliera. Sorry, says the speaker. Chat 1. From 11% to 12% as a result of the profit investment, the payout is between 14% and 45%, and I believe that it's going to be satisfactory for investors at the current values of the security. If the stock will improve, thanks to you, this is going to be even more rewarding for everyone. We believe that 12% of CET1 is absolutely compatible with the bank evolution, and so it is largely above the regulatory requirements. Well, this 12% does not include the 40 basis point of additional in increases that the managerial actions that I talked about before can bring about. Now, let's take a look at slide 19. Here you can see the loans. And they increased by 8%. This is driven by the acquisition of NPL portfolios. And then the corporate business is in a crisis. This is in line with the growth of the past, so it's absolutely sustainable. And then there are other items of lower importance about the funding. Now the funding is very large. Our liquidity indexes at the end of this year are above the regulatory limits concerning the short-term and longer-term liquidity. And the cost of funding through, and well, we are making the treasury more efficient, so it can decrease by some basis point from 1.4 to 1.2 at the end of the industrial plan. Now I suggest that you go to page 21. Well, this is more to do with the regulations, regulatory authorities. So the gross NPE ratio is meant to be brought down to 5%, starting from nearly 10%. We want to decrease from 10 down to 6%. So now in the following slide, you can see how we can do that. So we have more attention given to the credit risk, generally speaking, and also in individual terms. What do I mean? Generally speaking, we are introducing some policies whereby there is going to be a lower risk concentration. We have already excluded the commercial credits. The credit business was under the heading of the commercial last year. The credit department has become completely independent from the commercial division. I think that's an important point because, of course, they must be on the same footing. That's only fair. And the commercial department, of course, are ready to push for transactions, more stringent credit policies and tools that make it possible for us to check quite soon whether the positions are being distressed and step in if necessary, and also a better management of the so-called technical past due, and this is going to be handled more differently, in a more stringent way, in a more attentive way, because it is going to lead to an explosion of the coefficient. Well, this slide also details some sales of credits that have been provisioned for, so they will not have no impact in the income statement, but they do add to the ratio. The goal is to bring the gross value to 6% and the net one down to 2.5%. And here you can see the actions that will make all of this possible. I was going to move to page 23 and 24 to give you some figures that summarize what I have just elucidated to you. Here you can see in 2020, 125 million net profit, 147 in the following years. The operating costs will soar this year, and then they level off, same as 2019. PPA will crumble down to 8 million at the end of the plan, and so they must be replaced with the highest revenues that I've alluded to. Now, what is going to be extraordinary in 2020 is the early retirement plan and also the gains from the building. They have been included at the end of the income statement as two separate items in order not to spoil the consistent piece of data. The cost income, 52%, but if we exclude the business NPL, which is the NPL business, which is very rich, but it's very labor-intensive or resource-intensive because these situations must be followed by a large number of employees. If you remove the NPL business, you get down to 48%-47%. So we've been very conservative once more because Francesco DeMarco is going to introduce a more efficient structure, so I expect better results. I didn't want to give you more optimistic data. We want to be very prudent and very conservative. The cost of credit, as you can see, should end up at 0.75.
Last slide, page 24. It summarizes the main financial goals, the main financial targets. Capital is going to increase for the profits, which will be reinvested more than 50%. As the ROTE, it is between 8.5% and 9%, and the CET1, 12%, and it preserves the short-term liquidity indexes, 350%. And as for the structural index, this is higher than what is required from the supervisory authority. Page 25, I'd like to summarize the ideas that I mentioned: sustainable earnings, accounting earnings, then transparency. I think that we have just given a strong signal from this point of view. Then during the presentation of our results, of our quarterly results, we'll strive to be increasingly transparent, clear, and persuading in interpreting figures. Based on the first analysis, all business units are profitable. Our main driving business units, factoring and NPL specifically, then our targets are ambitious, but they can be achieved. And then the dividend payout is going to be attractive. This is our plan. We drafted all together. We are fully available to answer your questions. Thank you.
Direi che potremmo iniziare con le domande.